We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that besides for the Xeris HaKosov, that a Kohen Gadol has to be Pirish 7 days before Yom Kippur, he also gets acquainted with the Avodah that he has to do on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah, Kol Shavuos Hayomim, all 7 days that he's separated and he's preparing for Yom Kippur, who Zerik is Adam, he does the Zrika of the Talmud, Umak des Akateris, he brings the Akateris, he made the Zaneris, he cleans the Neris, Umak of Zaroish, Vesarogel, he's Makriv, the head and the foot of the Talmud. And the Shaila is on Yom Kippur, he's really makrim the whole entire Talmud, not only the Rosh and the Ragel. So the Taisiyantav learns that it means Hu Adin, the rest of the Ivarim, he does every day. And the Meiri says, it's enough practice by just being makrim the Rosh and Ragel, that will be enough practice to be makrim the rest of the Emurim of the Oila. V'shar Kal Yomim, the rest of the days, besides for Yom Kippur, besides for the 7 days for Yom Kippur, all year round, the Kohen Gadol can do what he wants. Im Reitza, Rotzel Hakir Makiv. He wants to be Makiv, he gets first choice. He can be Makiv. If the Kohen Gadol Makiv Chelik Barosh, he picks the first one to anything he wants, he can be Makiv. But not the Chelik Barosh, when they split up the Kachim, Vachil's Kachim, he takes first, he can get his first pick. He gets the first pick. So all year round, he gets the first pick for Avodah, and he gets first pick for what to eat. But on these 7 days, he has to do the entire Avodah, because in Kippur, the Avodah is B'davka, B'Kohen Gadol. Therefore, to get him acquainted, he does all the Avodahs in the 7 days before Yom Kippur. Zokta Gemara. Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says that Kohen Gadol on those 7 days is allowed to do the Avodah? Om Rav Chisid Loik Rabbi Kiva. It can't be Rabbi Kiva. Why? The Rabbi Kiva, Ha'omar Torah Shenofla Lov HaZa'ah, Tomasai. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that if you have someone who's not a tummy mace, do not touch a dead person. So if you touch a dead person, he has to have azar from a paraduma. But if he didn't touch a dead person, he's tahar, and someone spritzes on him water from the paraduma, the loch is it becomes tummy. So if it becomes tummy, he can't do avaida. So the Gemara is saying, our Mishnah must not be like Rabbi Kiva, who holds to become tummy from the Azah, because we know that in those 7 days preceding Yom Kippur, every day he gets Azah from the Paraduma. Now, if you become tummy, he can't do the Avodah. So it must be, we're not going according to Rabbi Kiva. That's what he says, Mantan or Chista, like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, Ha'amar, Tar, Shanaf, Lav Azah, Tamasai, that if Azah comes onto Tahar, he touches him, his tummy. So he can have Avodah, he can do Avodah, so it must be, we're not going according to Rabbi Kiva. Where is this Rabbi Kiva brought down? In the following Braisa, the Tailintana Braisa. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Parah Adumah, it says, someone came with Tamei Meis, it says, V'hiza ha-tahar al ha-tamei, the tahar shall spritz on a tamei, v'yayim ha-shlishi, v'yayim ha-shvi, and the Pasuk goes further. And the drash Rabbi Kiva makes is, V'hiza ha-tahar al ha-tamei tar, v'al tar ha-tamei. If you spritz on a tamei, then it becomes tar. But if you spritz on a tar, it becomes tamei. That's Rabbi Kiva's drasha from this pasuk. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Vechamayim say no. This pasuk is teaching us something else. Eina dvar malolum. We know it means al hatamei. Not that it has to be a tamei who is tamei. It means something else. It has to be someone who is able to mekabel tamei. And there are nafkaminas like we'll see in a second. Vechamayim in that a person is a mekabel tamei. Vechamayim eina dvar malolum urim el b'dvar ma mekabel tamei. If he's our Torah, Talmud teaches us that Hazah, only a called Hazah if it lands on a person or something that's Mekabel Tumah. And Mahi, what is the Nafkamina? Because it's not learned in the Mishnah. And we learn Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah. The other Rishonim argue Pshat, but this is Rashi's Pshat. Because it's not learned in the Mishnah. Neskavin lahazes al behema, v'hiz al adam. Someone, he had paraduma water, and instead of spritzing on a person, He wanted to spritz it on the behemoth, but Lamaisa landed up on a person. So good on that person, even though he was Tommy Mace, it's not going to work because you have to have Kavana L'Shem Tahira. But since it landed on a person, it has a Shem Hazah, and if it has a Shem Hazah, the water does not become disqualified. Because the halacha is, according to Rashi, is that if you do malacha with the water becomes disqualified. We know that that's a possible in the Torah, that if you use the para aduma with malacha, you do avoid with it, it's possible. Rashi's mechadish that not only in the para, the water also becomes disqualified if you use it for something. So the Mishnah says that if you miskavna hazabahem of hazal adam, good, it's not a good b'hazah on the Adam, because he didn't have kavanah for him, but it doesn't disqualify the water. And yesh be'ezav, if on this ezav there's more water of the paraduma, yeshana, just spritch again on the person, and it's good, because it didn't become possible of al-tavayidah. But, neskavl hazal Adam ezav behema, you try to spritz a person, and inadvertently, it landed on a behema. And now he didn't hit the Adam, so he needs a hazah. Im yesh ba'ezav, if there's leftover in the ezav, lo yishana, you shouldn't use that again. The ezav is the stalks that you spritz with. You shouldn't now spritz the person with it. Why not? Why not? Because if it came now disqualified because of a malacha done with it. Why was malacha done with it? Because part of this water got landed on a behema. That's not called a hazah. Now, what do you know on a person's called hazah, on a behema is not called hazah? You know that from this pasuk. These are atara atame. It has to land, it lands on a something who's makabel tumah, dava makabel tumah, which is a tame. So that's how the Rabbana make the drash of his atar al tame. But Rabbi Akiva learned, no, that the only time it stays, you become tahar, is only if the person who landed on was a taka tame mace. My time to Rabbi Akiva, what's the pshat of Rabbi Akiva's drasha? Because nichta rachmana v'hiza atar alav. The pasuk should say v'hiza atar alav. May ala tame. Why say v'hiza atar ala tame? Shmamina, like we spoke this all out. Shmamina ala tame tahar. Someone who's tame, by him the paraduma water is metar him, purifies him. V'ala tahar tame. But if it lands on a tahar, then at the opposite, it makes him tame. V'rabbanon says no. V'hiza atar ala tame teaches us what we just learned. Ha'il dvar ma'makablim tumah udasa. There has to be something that's mekabel tumah, that is where it's called azah. But if not, it's not called azah. But your svara, Rabbi Kiva, Rabban says to him, makes no sense. If it takes a tummy mace, it makes him tar. Imagine what it does to a tar. If it makes a tummy into tar, of course it makes a tar into tar. But Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Dukama, Rabbi Kiva says, you're right, it's a good taina, but you know, it's a Xerus Akasiv. And Hainu Dukama, Shlomo Taka said about the Paraduma water, it said that he doesn't, you know, certain things are too hard for him to understand. It says in the Pasuk, Amarti, Ech Kama Vehi Rechaike Emani. I tried to figure it out, but it's too far for me. That's going on Paraduma. Because why? Because it makes no sense. A Tame becomes Tar, and a Tar becomes Tame. And what do the Rabbanon do with this? The Rabbanon say that this pasuk that says Amarti Echkama Virchaykimeni is going on something else, because the argues on the Rekiva. So what's it going on? Ahu, that the halach is Lemaza Ulamezin Alav Tar. The one who spritzes the paraduma water, and the one who gets Makabal, he accepts the paraduma water, they become purified. But Venegeyabem, if someone touches it, is Tame. And not only is the Negeya Tame, we'll see the carrying it is also Tame. Great thing, Amari, tell me how Maze Atar? Isn't the first pasuk not like that? V'achsiv, it says in the pasuk, and if someone learns all his life Ma'av Sedra with just unkelis, and he doesn't learn Rashi, he'll think this is Takat effects. Because the pasuk says, but first, V'achsiv, U'maze me'ani do yechabes v'godov. It says, V'hoislam chukas o'ilum, U'maze me'ani do yechabes v'godov, v'anegeh me'ani do yechabes tamay ad ha'orah. So pasuk says like this, the Maze is Tomei, not only that, is clothing of Tomei. V'anegeya b'meini d'itma d'ara. So Hak the Rabban just said that Maza umezin love is Tahar, but Negeya is Tomei. So for the Gemara, Maza Tahar, v'achsiv, Maza mea nida yichavis v'gadav. And for the Gemara, my Maza Negeya. Maza means touching. For the Gemara, it can't be. V'achsiv Maza, v'achsiv Negeya. We read the pasuk. It says, Maza mea nida yichavis v'gadav, v'anegeya b'meini d'itma d'ara. So first of all, it says, Negeya also in the pasuk. So the Maza can't be Negeya, can't be touching, because it says Negeya first in the pasuk. Va'oid, it can't be the same because there's different halachas. Va'oid Maza, it says Boy Kibris Begodim. It's so Tommy that Begodim didn't become Tommy also. Negeya like Boy Kibris Begodim. So the Gemara says, you're right. You know what Maza means? Ela Mai Maza Noise, carrying. So the pasuk is like this. Someone who carries the Mechatos, he becomes Tommy, he has Mechavis Begodim. Vanegeya, if someone touches it, b'me'anida, he becomes tummy, but his gum don't become tummy. But avada the maza, the one who spritzes an amazing Allah, is tar. So, frank the Gemara, so why does it say, why does it make us so crazy over here? Well, it says maza, just say noise. Nichta achbara noise. My time is in maza. Why is it such a maza? Hokamash belong that in order to become tummy from carrying, the be'ina shir hazah. You need the shir of hazah enough that can be spritzed on a person. So the Gemara, now he's saying you need a hazah. Honich l'man diyama hazah tzrich hashir. That's only good if l'man diyama holds that hazah needs a shir. Now when you spritz on a person, it's not can't be kosher. It has to be a certain amount. El l'man diyama hazah ain't tzrich hashir. But if according to l'man diyama that hazah ain't tzrich hashir, and even a kosher that little bit lands on a person as matarim, purifies them already. Ma'i klamei, what are you going to say? Why does he need a shir hazah? What's a shir hazah? So the Gemara says, if you hold that the actual spritzing on the person does not need a shear, it means on the person itself doesn't need a shear. In the keli, in the utensil that you're dipping it into, there has to be a shear. That's now learned in the Mishnah. How much has to be in the bucket that's enough azah? Enough that the top of the stalks get filled with water enough to be mazah. So just to recap, we learned that it's a chachma, and that we can't reach that level of chachma, the paraduma. So Rekiva said it was going on that someone who's not tamei meis, if somebody lands on him, he becomes tamei. The Rabbanon say no, it means a mazah meis in love is tahar, the spritzer and the one who gets spritzed on is tahar, but the negei anoisei is tamei. And that doesn't make sense. So the Dalim was wanted to know, is that every time someone's mazah, he's also negei or masa. He also carries it. So it's only how is it possible he's not tamei? He carried it also. So I found Tosfos needed to have Pesam and Aleph, the Ramaskan of negei, the second one on the page, says that the only time a negei and a noisei is tamei is not l'shem mitzvah. But if it's l'shem mitzvah, then he's not tamei. So here, the mazah is doing l'shem mitzvah, is not tamei. When it says negei, negei and noisei, no, the Gaya Nasa, this is a Torah's Tazah. There's a Torah's Tazah. The Gaya Nasa from the Torah says it's Tamei. And the Torah is saying it's only Tamei doing the Shayla Shay Mitzvah. That's the Pshat. And that's the Chachma Paraduma. Really, how can it make you Tamei? It's tar water. It's making people tar. The Chiddush is that makes you Tamei. So now, the Gemara said, what does it say? That our mission is not like a Rekiva. Because our mission says that he is a Tahar who's getting spritzed on and he does avoid it the whole week. How does he do avoid it? So we said it can't be Rekiva. Abaye says, no, it could be Rekiva. Pasht the Eitzah. Abaye Amar, Philo Tamer Rabbi Kiva, the Ovid Avoida Kula Yema, he does everyday Avoida, Ulapanya, right before Shkia, he gets spritzed on, Madula, but Tavan, he goes to the mikvah, but Ovid Harashem says Harashem, so everything works out. It's a Pashta Eitzah, he doesn't take the Hazel in the morning, comes to him, he goes at the end of the day, then he goes to the mikvah, and then he's tar already. So it's not a problem, everything he worked out. It's such a good teretz that I saw the Achrayin in my bother, like, what was the first man, the Amah? Like, what's the problem? Why can't you do it? Yeah. So I there is maybe some truths in, but I don't remember what the truths are, but it's an Aura, a stickle, what was the happening if you're other man, the Amah?